The joys of nativity should really fill our hearts according to the way we prepare yourself to this day, the way we did our Advent. To summarize what happened, God was made man in order to pay, yes, to pay our debt. The debt that we acquire, that means the price for our salvation, the debt that we acquire because of our sins, our misdoing. And therefore we were slaves. Mankind was totally enslaved, and the devil, as a result of original sin, had power upon them. They were unable to reach heaven anymore. But he came to fight and to restore, to reopen heavens. So we speak of the incarnation and the redemption. Incarnation, God made flesh. God became human, one of us. Redemption, God pays for our debt. He saves us. Le Père Chevrier, Father Antoine Chevrier, who died in 1879, was very fond of the way of putting together in his monasteries, in his convents, offices, churches, the three characters together: the infant Jesus, the cross, the tabernacle, what we have right here. The infant Jesus, the cross, the tabernacle. The creche, the manger, tabernacle, Calvary. Baby Jesus, the victim on the cross, the food that you receive, the Eucharist. All are one. Do you know that Bethlehem, the place where Jesus was born, means in Hebrew the house of bread, the bakery? Do you know that Bethlehem, if you pronounce it a little differently, means the house of flesh, the butcher? That means the same word speak about bread and meat, what we receive our Lord Jesus Christ, who wanted to be placed in a manger, the one that we were going to eat. So Simon takes the child today. He arrives at the temple, and Simeon, we are going to say that again on February 2nd, Simeon receives the baby in his hand. And for the first time in the history of the world, he raises the child above his head, saying, "This is the light of the world." The same way that a priest does every day at Mass, raising the host. That's the same, the host, the child, the crucified. Behold this child. He's destined to bring around the fall of many in Israel. He's going to be a sign which men will refuse to recognize or will accept. Minds are going to be manifested. We will know. No way to hide. So the matter is very simple, my dear friends, my dear souls. We have the choice. The road to heaven is very easy to follow. No need of a GPS or whatever. We know where to go. We have the possibility, we have the opportunity, we have the freedom to go on this road and to follow it. But we also have the possibility, and that's crazy, and that's incredible, and that a curse, so to speak, we have the possibility to refuse to walk the way. We have the possibility to say, no, I don't want you. Terrible mystery of misusing the freedom that God gave us. And so we must choose, and for the grace of God you did, choose between the world or Satan. The signs of your faith, the sign showing that you are Catholic, that you have understood that God saved you, must be clear, obvious. It's not because I wear a rosary around my neck that I am a Catholic. That's my attitude, my way to live, that makes me a Catholic. I often say that, you heard me before. Nobody should ask you, what is your faith? What is your religion? It should be so obvious. Everybody should say, that is a Catholic. He is gentle. He is good. He is charitable. He tells the truth without binding it. He says what is true, what is real, but with so much kindness. Yes, we know that Jesus Christ came into the world, but do we really accept him in our life? Is he our master, the radiant light for us, the guide that we follow? Yes, it's not enough to just say, I know Jesus, I know about him, I can tell you everything about the creeds, the Old Testament, the New Testament. I can give you a quiz, I know everything. Do I practice it? That's a good question. We need to welcome everybody around us, considered as in everybody we see Jesus Christ. The Pope, yes, said that we have to fall on our knees in front of others, on their poverty, on their nudity. And we have to bring them in. We have to be missionary. We have to be the stars, the lights for them. Religion, our love for God, will be a mockery if there is no effort, if we don't do anything about it. It will be a parody of the gospel. Never an easy way has been given to Catholics. If we think so, we are just falling into mediocrity. And no way to do that. A man cannot be my disciple unless he takes up his own cross and follows after me. That is the instruction. And I cannot take my cross without carrying the cross of others. So may Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, the Star of Evangelization, the Queen of Peace, the one we must go to, remind us that everything is born again by the silent power of welcoming life, never by the display of force. That's what she did in the manger of Bethlehem. And those are the words of the Pope. Go to Mary. She is here to help us, to transform us, to make us children of God. She has been given to us as a mother. We have received the adoption of God, by which we all can say, Abba, Father, let us be real children. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.